is a Saturday. Are we here?
Beautiful Saturday, yeah.
Turn that lady on over there, so
Hello?
To speak.
Am
just,
I there?
Just don't touch her.
Just don't touch her. There I am.
Well, we have rules about
this. Am I being scratchy today?
Good morning, Melissa Sargent.
Good morning.
And your scratchiness in yourself. You may have to grab that other mic like we did last week. You never know.
I don't think so. Is it that bad? No.
Do it anyway. Grab it, grab
all
it.
Right. All right, I'm moving.
Sergio, take that one out behind the woodshed, would you? Yeah. There you go. Put this one on for Melissa over here. Oh, is she on over here? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I don't know where you are. Turn around.
There I am.
You'd think
steam-powered radio.
You'd think we'd figure this out before we got on the air.
Well, like you don't know until you get on the air.
But there's a guy sitting in my chair.
Know.
We can't test the other mic, so there you go.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Need a new string for the
computer over here.
Texas history begins in El Paso.
Somewhere.
I don't know where it's going to go today. This is one of those kind of days where it's too hot to think.
Unfortunately, our audience is pretty patient with us.
Well, they've got air conditioning up.
I know.
Sit on some ice cubes and talk to us. All right, so we got trivia going on today. We got Texas history. We got KTSMradio.com. Pick up anywhere you like trivia.
Oh, trivia. Well, trivia. But we've also got to let people know they can catch us on iHeartRadio via the iHeartRadio app. And they can take us anywhere where they go, whether shopping or doing yard work or whatever. And you can also check with our trivia today. We're going to have different trivia questions. You can get $20 in food at Pepe's New Mexican Food, New Mexican restaurant.
Well,
up in Canutillo up there. But they're on vacation this week.
So don't go there today.
So don't go there today. They'll be back on the 12th.
The 12th,
right.
They said. I don't know why the 12th, but that made sense to them, so there they are.
Yeah, they need a break. But come back on the 12th. But today we're giving you a certificate, so you can get it in time when they're back and open up. You can be at the front door.
And we do have some DVDs in here this morning. Not
DVDs.
The entire crowd here, but some.
Well, we've got Tom Lee's MacGuffin Home, Ghost Stories 3 and 4. We have Mexican Revolution, which is an excellent one. The El Paso Smelter, Gunfights of the Old West, and the Women's Club of El Paso. So
how many of those are you in? How many of those are you in?
One,
Gunfights,
two, three,
Women's
four,
Club, Ghost
four
Three. Hey,
get three or four of them.
Get Melissa. She's a star. So there we are. All right.
Sign them.
Look, what's that voice? I hear a voice. Oh, you know who that voice is?
No idea.
Bernie Sargent is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
This is as close as I can get to a drum roll. So there you are.
Yes.
There's Bernie Sargent hanging out. Which mic do you want this lady to work on here? You're happy over here.
Okay.
Bernie, welcome here, dude. You're going to do some cowboy stuff.
Yeah, we got a big event coming up here, the 22nd of July in Anthony, Texas.
We talk about it today, so we get ready for it by then. And you got a lot of planning you're still doing.
Oh, we're still in the middle of a lot of different things for this event. It's bigger and better. Each year gets bigger. Each year gets better. And
well, you're the guy to thank for getting this done at all, because I recall when this was a nothing event, it was down at the city.
At the Museum of
History. And bless their little hearts, that didn't work all that well.
Well, they really wanted it to be a successful event, but it's difficult to be an event that features cowboys, cowgirls, vaqueros, if you can't have animals on the grass where you're having your event.
So the point being is, you got to do this a third annual or fourth annual?
This will be the third time in Anthony.
Okay, so you now have roped a cowboy to come in here with you.
I did.
We need to know who this guy is. The real cowboy.
A real cowboy.
Those are real. Oh, was that real stuff on the boots? Oh, this is a real cowboy.
Yeah. The Bernie's is inside.
Well,
boots.
Let's tell everybody who he is. What we have in here today? This is Rudy Avila. Good morning, Rudy.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to all.
Welcome back here, Mr. Avila.
Thank you.
Good to see you here without your horse.
Yeah, without the horse.
He's parked in the parking lot.
Now, you could have come here on a horse, I'll bet, couldn't you?
Yes, I could have.
I thought you could.
A bit of a long ride on the freeway, I'll tell you.
Although the way the freeway moves today, I think a horse would keep up with it.
And the boots aren't really messy. They're just cowboy boots.
That's right. Yeah. They're real cowboy boots.
Yeah. Wow, they had life in the fast lane. So we're going to talk to you about what a real cowboy is. At some point here, Bernie's going to help cue me in. And also, we're thinking the mayor or pro tem of Anthony is going
to
show up.
Yeah, he's trying to get here. He works on Saturday, so he's trying to take a couple hours off so he can be in here for about 30 minutes and talk with us about the town of Anthony and the support that they've given us.
We'll talk about that, because this was the Day of the Cowboys, a national event, right?
Yes, it is.
What are you doing about it?
Well, the whole thing started in 2004 and up in Wyoming, when legislature decided that they were going to try to enact an official date that would honor the cowboy, girl, and vaquero.
Who was it? Which state was it?
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican...
Sergio, how's that? Does that sound better? Am I not hissing as much? Do you want me? Am I still talking? Or okay, how's it going? Is it okay? Is it? I need to keep what? Yep. Nope. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Can I quit? I'm done. Okay. Use this one. I know.
I just texted him.
Okay.
And move that one out.
Okay.
Oh, is that cap on? Time for that debate. Notice that when we talk about the perfect ride, we're always discussing the journey and never what we're riding. Because everyone knows the perfect ride is a Harley. And you can get yours at Barnett Harley Davidson. Or when you click on BarnettHarley.com. Because your life, like your new Harley, should always be a great ride. No matter what time of year.
Folks, we're having a giant independence party and you're invited. It's our annual independence sale on right now.
July is Independence Month at Crawford Buick GMC, and we're declaring your independence with fantastic offers. Freedom from payments for 90 days with Liberty from Boeing Transportation. When you buy a brand new 2017 GMC Sierra SLT for $10,050 off MSRP, or a beautiful new 2017 Buick LaCrosse for $8,050 off MSRP. Wow! And our entire used car inventory is priced to fly to your driveway. It's a giant independence party at CrawfordBuickGMC.com.
Montana Airways.
If you're over 50, listen carefully. Do you have trouble remembering names, where you put your keys, or where you parked your car? Even simple facts that you
should go on TV this fall. KRWG, Las Cruces. PBS. Did you ever watch KCOS? Have you ever watched them do a tape delayed show? They always have an extra black bar that you're not supposed to have. They don't know how to do TV over there at Channel 13. KRWG hits those clean every time. KCOS does not know how to do television. It's been, when we were out there doing TV shows for a couple of times, we ran a few, they screwed up every one of them. Every one of them. None of them aired correctly. I go to KRWG, everything's just like clockwork. They got engineers that speak television. I mean, it's kind of weird to realize that Local 13 has nobody home when it comes to engineering. They said, oh, look, that works. It doesn't work.
Is
it today? Okay. Well, I'm going to start pushing this PBS stuff because I am, frankly, quite tired of one PBS station in this town. We have two. Legally, we have two because the broadcasting people think of that station as an El Paso market.
Well, I do. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I know.
All right, here we go. Stand by. We only got three phone lines. They all lit up instantly, so somebody knows something
They've
out there.
They've been listening today.
Well, they also want some Pepe's food, but you got, can't get Pepe's
or
today.
A DVD.
Or DVD over here. But Pepe's is just not open today.
I know.
You know why? They decided to take the day off.
They need it. We want to keep them fresh so they keep that good food coming.
Oh, and you know what's cool in here? You hear the wind tunnel going in here now.
Last week, and they were trying to cook us. So.
Are we like doing a remote outside and the wind's blowing? Is that what
yeah. That's
all right, let me tell you a couple of things as we get to trivia. People who want to see our El Paso Gold TV documentaries, we're going to show them to you for free on broadcast TV starting on July 23rd. That's Sunday at 10:30 p.m. on KRWG-TV Las Cruces in El Paso. That's El Paso's other PBS station. And they asked us if they could broadcast our catalog of El Paso Gold Heritage
Yay.
DVDs. And I said, sure, if we make money on these, it's a surprise. We really want to lift the boat of everybody's knowledge of this town. So, yeah, we're going to do it for free. Put our Heritage Gold DVDs on KRWG Channel 22. Put this down, July 23rd, Sunday night. At 10:30 p.m., starting with Legends of El Paso's Mountains. And
Yay.
One more announcement. Andrew will not be doing a talk show today at noon. However, he's gearing up for a biggie. A biggie. They're going to have
a great biggie.
We're going to preempt ourselves on the 22nd of July, because we're all going to go be Cowboys that day anyway.
That's right.
Like. And so then you guys out there in the audience, you will be able to hear the current status at that moment of the Duranguito arena
situation,
question.
Yes, what's going to happen.
Well, see, that Monday morning, right, Bernie, the 17th and 18th.
17th and 18th.
In Austin is a trial between the city and, I guess, preservationists.
Preservationists. There's also a civil trial taking place.
With the people that live there.
It has to do with displacement of the people and their civil rights. So it's simultaneous taking place in Austin.
Well, see, I wanted to do that show as a history show, but I talked to management here, and they said, well, it's a little on the edge. Why don't you do it as a talk at El Paso? So Andrew comes in and does that one. He's going to have a guest host with him. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that's going to be on the 22nd of July.
Well, speaking of Durango, Duranguito.
Oh, what'd you do today? That's right.
Yeah, I can throw this out.
Sure.
I don't often get to interrupt my wife. And this will be the last time I can see that.
Yes, that's right. The pen just
you're
flew
done, buddy. You're
the
done.
Pen
it's
flew
over.
Across the room.
It's over.
I may be looking for a place in Duranguito to live.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Cliff Seaman put together a song about this whole situation taking place down there in Duranguito neighborhood, and we wanted to have more of an impact with it. So I asked the Six Guns and Shady Ladies members if they would dress up, cowboy up, and go on down there, portray the roles of different people that perhaps lived, worked, or visited Duranguito.
Historical between, figures.
Yeah, between 1890 and 1910. So we had Flipper there. We had Pancho Villa there.
Flipper?
Yeah. And we had all these folks there.
Mayor Dow?
Mayor McGoffin.
McGoffin, excuse me.
And his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So we had all those folks there this morning. Yeah, there's about, I think, 20 of us that showed up.
So you did a video?
Well, no, it's actually stills.
Oh.
But it's going to accompany the song. And I think we'll probably have a couple of short video snippets that will go along with the song, too.
Well, tell us when that comes out.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But see, that's the point. That's a controversial thing. It's now getting a following. It's getting songs made about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a feeling that if they put an arena at Duranguito, it's not going to be well received.
No. But I have a lot of opinions, but that's not part of the history show.
But the point is we're going to move aside on the 22nd
that's right.
to do this show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, back to reality. What else are you going to read
a
PSA?
Well, today we've got some things going on at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology at 2 p.m. There's a presentation, La Junta at the Edge of Gran...
Where is that?
Chichimeca. Chichimeca.
Oh, I didn't even...
La Junta Gran Chichimeca.
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 How do you pronounce that word?
Chichimeca.
Rudy, pronounce that one for me.
Chichimeca.
Chichimeca?
That's what Chichimeca!
Yay!
Thank you. He can read the rest of it. No.
We all got an A on our Spanish.
Chichimeca was a tribe of Indians from Mexico.
Okay. Well, there we go.
They were something to be feared.
I'm scared right now.
Yeah. Well, now there's a reason to go hear this presentation, because this gentleman, Tim Gibbs, he's from the Big Bend Ranch State Park Archaeology Program out there, and he's going to do a program on the Waco Tank State Park and Historic Site, and it's the abstract, the discussion of the late prehistoric cultural fluorescence at La Junta de Los Rios.
Don't you love that? Cultural fluorescence?
I know you like that, huh?
Yeah.
In the Big Bend of Texas, and the evidence of its connections to the greater Mogollon and Chichimecan
world.
And Tim Gibbs, he's a Texas Parks and Wildlife archaeologist, and he's assigned to the area down there in Big Bend, and so he should be very entertaining, and he'll have a lot of information. That, again, is today at 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology out there on Trans Mountain Road. So get out there. That's an interesting, because I've not heard of that one before.
I want to congratulate the people at the Museum of Archaeology for getting really involved in history.
Are doing a good job.
Well, you got a new director out there, but you also got Dumbledore, who's been there for the longest time. Bless his heart. That's George Maloof. Well, no, I say that politely.
I know. We know him very well.
Harry Potter's the new guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Dumbledore was already there. But no, these guys are getting stuff going on out
George
there.
George is the ones out there throwing weapons at people.
Right, and he said today they're not doing weapons today only. And he's the guy that'll put an addle through your car door if you want him to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask for that.
Don't make him angry.
He'll do that. Okay, we have trivia. We got people all over the phones
That's
here.
That's right.
What the heck was the question? It's been so long ago.
What was the state that first recognized the National Day of the Cowboy?
Well, I think if I do this correctly, I'm going to go in the order that they call. Is this Gary? Got you?
Yes.
Good morning, Gary.
You were up number one, sir.
Well, thank you. I believe the state was Wyoming.
You're so smart.
Yay! The crowd goes wild. Not really that wide. There they are. The crowd was late.
The crowd was sleeping. So what would you like? Would you like the $20 gift certificate to Pepe's or a...
Oh, I definitely would. The Pepe's certificate. It would be wonderful.
Okay.
You can't go today or this week. He's back on a 12, just so you know that.
Plus, you have to come here to the station and get the certificate anyway, so...
Okay.
Well, what we're going to do is, do you have any questions for the gentleman here, or did you... Should we just put you on hold and you can talk to Shelley and she'll tell you how to get your gift?
Sure. If you put me on hold, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary.
And when you get on hold, tell us how it feels. I have no idea what that means. Okay, Pepe's is
it's here. A lonely world.
Okay, somebody's dropped off here, but we got more people. This one is... you got another question?
Yeah, I can give him another question. We talked
about... We got Marlene's on the radio. Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
Hello?
Well, maybe I didn't get Marlene this time.
Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
Gary. Gary.
Sorry,
you know,
Gary.
Marlene has a cold.
Okay, yeah. Marlene, is this you?
No, this is Eva.
Okay.
Oh, hello,
it
Eva.
It was Marlene that dropped off.
Ah.
And Eva is on the phone.
Well, Eva, now, the other gentleman answered the question that we had, but we have another one. Would you be interested in trying that question?
I'll try.
Okay. Where did the first vaqueros come from? We did talk about that.
Is it Spain?
Yes.
You gonna go with that?
Okay.
Yay, Spain it is.
Actually, it's the Iberian Peninsula, which is where Spain and France, and that's a mixture of
You're
countries.
Gonna give it to her, right?
I'm gonna give it to her because she got Spain, because I had Iberia or Spain.
If she said Europe, we were gonna give it to her.
You got it.
There you go. So. All right, now this time you gotta pick a DVD.
Yeah, we have the DVDs.
Those things.
So we have Tom Lee's El Paso, MacGuffin Home. Ghost Stories 3 and 4. We have Mexican Revolution, The Smelter, Gunfights, the Old West, or the Women's Club of El Paso.
I think I'd like the Mexican Revolution.
It is a good
That's
one.
That's pretty cool. You know, they planned that revolution in El Paso in the downtown office buildings. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of that?
Wow. Yes.
That's
no,
what this
I didn't
is about.
Know.
Well, see, it's a walking tour with Leon and with Fred, and they go around and they explain the buildings. But when they do so, we then put up archive pictures on the video. So you can sort of see what the heck they're talking about.
Isn't there some of Doringuito sites down in there?
Yeah, there definitely is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of the Doringuito sites that they want to tear down are in this video, too.
Yeah, Pancho Villa's stash house.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Eva, you got yourself a DVD. Thanks for playing. Hold on, Shelley. We'll call. You already called. Shelley's going to get on the phone.
Yeah.
talk nice.
Stay
explain
online.
How to get this.
This is the first time that Jackson's done the radio show.
Are you kidding? Likely the last. What do you think here? I know I've got tapes to prove it. I've been here before. Yeah. But in the meantime, I need to go away and take a break. Should we do that?
Yeah, we should do that.
All right. And Bernie's still here. We got Talking Vaqueros coming back after the break.
We're going to have pictures of them up soon on Facebook.
Oh, you already shot them?
Not yet.
Oh,
I'll shoot them soon. Well, I'll shoot one soon.
She can shoot him sooner than later, right?
That's
Enough
right.
Enough of this. Go to
I'm
break.
I'm going to keep Rudy around. 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Sure.
Oh.
Got a lot of things going on here in El Paso you need to know about. And the Day of the Cowboys, what we've been talking about here primarily, but also there's a Baseball Hall of Fame happening.
Yeah.
These guys are honoring the 2017 class of inductees to their 30th anniversary banquet to be held on Sunday, August 13th at 5:30 p.m. That's at the Wyndham out there by the airport. Individual tickets are $30 purchased by contacting this phone number. Are you ready? Secret phone number, 915-494-7710. Or for additional info, go to the website, ElPasoBaseballHallOfFame.org. That's 30 years worth of stuff going on out there. That is historic.
And that's great. I think it's wonderful. And I've got a special note out to someone. I received a letter from one of our listeners, a very sweet lady, and she's new to El Paso, and since she's only been here 11 or 12 years, she came because of Katrina. She was in New Orleans, and she's a single lady by herself now. And her name is Joanne Lawrence, and I want to wish her a happy birthday.
Today?
It's coming up in a couple of days, and I just want to wish her a happy birthday. She's a very nice lady, wrote me some wonderful poems.
We don't normally do birthdays, but there's an exception.
But this lady wrote us some very, very nice notes and some nice poems, and I just wanted to thank her for her kind notes about our show. She loves listening to our show, and I just thought it was really special.
Did she write a poem about the show?
She wrote some poems about El Paso and the mountains. And how she loves the city and how she's adopted to it, even in her later years, how she's really grown to love the city.
Well,
and I think that's great.
If you live in a flat place all your life and you come here and say, whoa, look at the contrast, something to do.
Yeah, to give up all of those years of living in New Orleans and come to El Paso, I mean, and to make, in a late year of life, make this place your home, that's pretty exciting.
She probably wonders why she didn't get her 20 years earlier, but it's a matter of storms.
Well, that's it, you know.
Timing of the storms and everything. But life goes on.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
Bernie Sargent is here.
Yes, indeed.
Rudy Avila is here. Cowboys galore here.
Yes, indeed.
And you took their picture, right?
Not yet.
Did you put the hat back on Rudy over here when you do?
Well, I was waiting for Ben to see if he was going to get here.
Oh, you, the third guy?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a third guy not here. Well, what do we need to know about all this stuff? Because the Cowboy way, Bernie, I mean, the reason you're doing this one reason is sort of resurgence of the era, the information.
Well, you know, it's interesting that if you can travel all over, not just the United States, but the world. And people look at the cowboy and the vaquero, and they're really fascinated by that history, that culture. But El Paso really doesn't display it or honor it like it should. So quite a few years ago when I heard about this idea of the National Day of the Cowboy, I thought, well, if we can't have an old West town, maybe we can at least once a year honor the cowboy, the vaquero, the cowgirl, in a way that people can enjoy and grab hold of, and maybe it will catch on. I mean, we talk many times on the radio show about Tombstone, Arizona. 30 seconds of history, between 3 and 6 million people a year drive 40 miles one way off I-10 just to see it. We've got 30 years of it, and I-10 comes right through downtown, but we have nothing to show for it. So maybe we might be able to stir up a little bit of interest. I know that the Borderplex folks had put together a questionnaire a couple of years ago to find out what El Pasoans thought we needed. And the overwhelming response with regards to tourism was, we need an Old West town or some way to feature the Old West culture of El Paso.
And did they take that to heart?
The town, the city? No, no. Well, we have egg beaters and a nice cloud.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Well, if the city would like to be better known for its history, it can basically get some free tourism because the history's here.
It's here. Well, you know, the thing is I love the history of the Mission Valley. I really, you know, the missions, the Presidio, it's wonderful. And we have done a great job promoting it, and it gets better and better.
That's unique. We've got the only one around.
That's right. But we've never done anything in North County or Upper Valley, as some people call it. And there's a lot of history up in that particular part of our county also. So I thought, you know, we really need to try to do something. And when I approached Martine, the mayor of Anthony, and Ben Romero, the mayor pro tem, they just loved the idea. So 3 years ago, we started doing it up there. And then in the process, we're learning history about Anthony, Cañetillo, Vado, Vinton, all that area. And the fact that the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro went right through there, the Bankhead Highway, right through there, Pony Express, the Butterfield Trail, all of that went right through that community. So, you know, pontificating the history of that part of our county, I think, is necessary, and I'm really glad to see that people are embracing it and doing it.
It's huge history all across the West.
Yeah.
But El Paso, like you mentioned, has never really embraced it.
Yeah.
And I think there was a time back in the 1970s, they tried to do that, and city council was involved.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, oh, we don't want to do gun violence in this town.
Yeah.
Don't promote that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a point to be made there, but on the other hand, this is history.
Well,
and look at Tombstone's example you mentioned.
Yeah, and the key is, whenever we do our reenactments, we impress upon the people weapons safety.
We always do a safety shoot beforehand.
We do safety shoots. We educate the people of all ages of what these things are all about. They're not toys.
You're always blowing holes into tecate cans. I've seen you do it.
No, don't set it up.
That's alcoholic abuse.
Yeah. Oh, well, then, okay, a Pepsi can there.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. The pause that refreshes.
But the point is, this is huge history. It's huge tourism.
It is.
And this town doesn't embrace it.
And that's what people identify El Paso with. I'm sorry, but that's the reality of it.
Tell your stories. You met Germans out of nowhere, and they say, cowboy.
Cowboy. Oh, yeah.
English, well, Japanese, Chinese.
Former mayors of El Paso have traveled around the world, and when they say they're from El Paso, go, oh, cowboy.
And they start singing the song.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you had the Minister
Chinese
of Culture.
Minister of Art and Culture.
Yeah, from China.
Yeah.
He wanted to see a cowboy shoot, and we did a cowboy shoot for him downtown El Paso.
Oh, yeah. Is this the guy that they brought in to Melby's house that night?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I remember. I met the guy.
Adair Margot brought him in, and we did a show for him.
He was so thrilled. I understand he still has that picture of all of us standing there and him holding the pistol,
which
we normally don't let people do. Yeah. But
he's a Chinese guy. He's a big shot.
Yeah.
To take the bullets out first.
Number three in the Chinese government.
Oh, at that time,
and he just loved it. He just loved it.
Look at the tourism that could happen with that. Here we sit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bernie and Melissa, for doing what you're doing.
We've got friends, but
the guys that said, yes, we're going to get this done. Well, now you have a following.
Well, there's a lot of people that have always been there. I think we're just louder than a lot of people in some cases.
Take some of the credit. You guys made this happen.
But everybody's out there doing it, and that's what we've got. Rudy's doing it. You've been doing it through programs with kids and the Cerna Ranch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there. It's just being able to get organized and getting our voices loud.
Well, Cerna, are you organized going into schools and talking cowboy?
Okay, I am
a volunteer for the Center Ranch Youth Leadership Program.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to, when I started helping Mr. Serna, he said, it's for the youth. I said, no, it's for the youth and the public, because adults don't know the history of El Paso, the history of the West, and agricultural. I do have a small farm. I like to promote the agricultural community in El Paso. You know, years ago, when I came back from military service in 65, there were feedlots all over the valley. We had a very diverse agricultural community. The Coliseum was built for rodeos.
Yeah, horse shows and stuff.
Now they only want to have concerts.
Yeah.
We have one heck of a time trying to get them to let us use the Coliseum to do the Kid Casimore program.
Things are changing, but the point is you got to remember the cowboy way.
Yes.
The cowboy history.
Mm-hmm.
And there is still a pocket or two of it. You're a main example. But also, there's a whole lot of the excitement coming up on the 22nd of July about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And going back to what he's talking about, we have a friend who trains Arabian horses. And he's been trying to put on Arabian horse shows here because we're right along I-10. And there's a big circuit of these Arabian shows. And there's a lot of Arabians here that compete out of the area.
Right.
And that's another way of bringing in money, tourism, competition. It just, some days, it just escapes me why they don't realize there's so many other ways of bringing extra money in. Rodeos, feed shows, the whole thing.
It's going to be interesting to see how the new mayor tackles this issue. Because there's a good opportunity here for Ms. Margo to maybe make an impact on the history here. Let's see what happens.
I hope so.
We haven't had someone with that capacity in that position
for a long time, ever that I can remember. Yeah.
So let's see what happens. I mean, never underestimate a Dear Margo. So there.
Or D.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yeah.
Taking a break. Hey, come on. I can take it. I'm off next week. They can't find me.
Yeah.
So there. Should we take a break? 544 whatever?
Hey, D, call 544-5876 or 544. No. KTSF. Dr. Shelley.
Back in a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in
Canton.
A lot going on with this Day of the Cowboy, and we're finding out it should be going on, because that's the kind of thing
that
needs to be celebrated around here.
Oh, yeah.
And you have some details on
this? Yes, I do.
What do you got?
Well, first of all, it's going to be a lot later in the day, because it'll be a lot cooler, and that'll be from 4 p.m. to midnight, and it's, of course, going to be in Anthony, New Mexico at the Anthony Municipal Park, which is at 100 Richard White Street.
Exit 0?
Exit 0.
And just go straight down to the river.
Straight down, and you'll follow the signs, because we'll have the cowboy signs. You'll be able to see it and follow it down.
Not quite to the river, but toward the river.
Bring chairs with you. I mean, there's places to sit, but bring your folding chairs. Bring the kids. Bring the whole family, because this is a family event. There'll be food, a petting zoo, pony rides, arts and crafts. Are we going to have a mechanical bull?
Not yet.
Okay.
But we are going to have something very interesting for the first time.
A real bull. No.
No, there's always bull when Bernie's out
there. Bernie's going to be.
It's the initials.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I had to say that.
I know. There's a young lady coming in, and she's going to decorate the whole park, and she's going to have available for pictures dressed in Old West attire.
Oh.
Yeah, for minimal cost.
Old-fashioned pictures.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, all the tables are going to be decorated. She's going to do all of that for us.
So you can be a shady lady with the rest of the shady ladies.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Shady lady.
And we just got a phone call from the posse.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to actually bring their stagecoach out.
Oh, I thought they were coming to get you.
No. Well,
that too.
No, that's the Rangers.
Oh, they're bringing their stagecoach?
Yes.
Oh, can you ride around? No, you're not going to ride around.
No, no.
Just look at it.
But it is great to see. It is a fantastic stagecoach.
The real deal. I mean, it's...
Yes.
And we will have a hayride.
Yes.
Oh, and a hayride.
But not
right.
on that stagecoach.
No.
They're not going to let you put hay in that thing, I don't think.
And gunfight reenactments.
Oh, well, tell us, what are you guys going to do?
Oh, we're going to have a chuck wagon out there, too.
Chuck will come over. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, biscuits and things like that to eat.
And we've got musical entertainment, which I'm off the top of my head. I can't remember the name of the bands. Do you have it there?
I will have it.
There's some top-line great country music, so get your dancing shoes. And are we going to show movies, too?
Well, the plan is after the band's finish, is to have a big screen, and I'm going to show some spaghetti western. So
there you
bring
go.
Bring your lawn chairs and beverages and just sit out there and watch some movies.
Yeah.
This is a real cowboy event, though.
This is going to be fun.
I will have some roping dummies.
Ah!
I mean...
No, you got Bernie.
Not Bernie and I. I mean,
no, Rudy,
some more six-gun members.
Roping steer dummies and some ropes. And we'll have some people up there helping the people learn how to rope and try their hand at roping.
Rudy Avila, Rudy Avila, the cowboy in the group here. Bernie's second place for cowboy, I would think. Okay. But you're first place. Now, so you're going to be out there doing demonstrations and talking to people. And if anybody wants to be roped, will you rope them?
I can.
I don't think it's going to be that kind of day. No, never mind. But you're going to do demonstrations.
Yeah, we will. And we'll let the kids and the adults learn how to try to learn how to rope. We'll then throw a few loops at those roping dummies there.
I think it's fascinating, the story you told earlier about how the roping came about. The fact that they used to use poles with a little tiny loop on the end of it and figured out, well, that was stupid. You can catch them a lot faster like you did with that guy's lamb.
Yeah.
We didn't tell that story on the air.
Oh, you need to tell that story.
That was not on the air, was it? Okay. No. He did some roping demonstrations of his own recently, he said. All right. We're almost out of here for this hour, but we're going to ask you guys to stick around. We may get the Pro Tem dude show up, you think, you know?
I'm waiting for an answer.
He may. If he comes in, we'll let him in. And Rudy, in the meantime, what do you do during the day when you're not doing this kind of stuff?
I used to be a contractor. I used to do heating and air conditioning in commercial buildings, mainly banks and hospitals and stuff.
That's boring.
But I retired 2 years ago. I do have a small farm down in Clint. I raise sheep.
What kind of sheep?
Dorper sheep, mm-hmm. African Dorper sheep. And in my opinion, they're the best tasting of all sheep.
They are.
And here's something that a lot of people don't know. Most cowboys in West Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, their main food was sheep, not cattle.
Interesting.
Cattle was money. Sheep was food.
At that time, sheep were a poor man's food.
There you go. After the break, we'll pick this up again. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.